This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Calvi on the board, coming to you from our new home, Radio Park, here in Racine, Wisconsin. You can always join us. You can call, you can text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Texter from WISS listening in Oshkosh. I was listening to the show on air. What is Matt's last name? His name is Matt Randolph. If you're talking about Mr. Global, he was our guest from 11 to 11:30. Matt Randolph is Mr. Global all over on the socials. I believe on Twitter, he's Mr. Global 2, T-O-O.
On Twitter, he's actually, his name is Matthew Kenwright.
Matthew Kenwright. On Twitter, I'm sorry, I'm thinking about TikTok.
Yeah.
He's Mr. Global 2 because there are some copycats out there.
On TikTok, there are, you want to look for the guy who's got about 550,000 followers, 17 million likes. That's him. There are a ton. And the moment you like Mr. Global, all the Mr. Global copycats will follow you.
Oh.
And you'll think, oh, he's following. You're like, oh, darn it, he's not.
Make sure you watch. Make sure you're checking out the real Mr. Global. Who really knows? He really knows his stuff.
We did get a text message from congressional candidate Dr. Kristen Lierley, who was we were talking about Trump's speech about Arnold Palmer a little bit.
Oh, goody.
She goes, "Are we talking body parts? Patch me in. We'll have you come back and talk about body parts, but we're good. We're fine.
Yeah, see,
we're fine.
We're fine on this show with using the actual terms for the body parts.
Yeah,
we're kind of okay with that here. We're, I don't know, adults.
Yeah. You don't have to say that word again. My Mike Johnson sounds like Ross Perot. You don't have to say that word again.
Penis.
Oh!
Just popped out. Whoops. I shouldn't have said that either. All right, let's move on. It is 11:53. That means it is time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing that should not be, send it in to Greg and me. At Jane Says... at civicmedia.us, JaneSays, at civicmedia.us. It can be anything. Mm-hmm. The world of politics, the world of nature, the world of fashion, real estate, wide open for you. If you have something that shouldn't be a thing, send it in to Jane Says, JaneSays, at civicmedia.us. Donald Trump, of course, was in Pennsylvania over the weekend after that rally on Saturday. Yesterday, they closed down a McDonald's for him.
Yeah.
And pre-screened people.
Yep.
To come up to the drive-thru and let him give them fries.
Yeah, he has been, so this whole notion, I guess, if I'm not mistaken, Kamala Harris said something about working at McDonald's.
She worked at a McDonald's when she was in college, right, Kelvin?
Yeah, I believe that's true.
And Donald Trump is just completely like, no, she didn't.
Yeah. He claims she never worked there because it wasn't on her resume when she applied for a job, for her first legal job. When I worked at A&W in high school. I didn't put that on my resume when I applied for my first radio job.
I'd like to make a confession today. Luke Mathers, are you listening? He's the one who interviewed me for this job a long time ago. I worked as a dishwasher at Michael's Italian restaurant on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, and I did not disclose that information on my quote-unquote resume.
Well, that just makes you more qualified.
Really? Oh, I was going to be fired. Does that mean that Donald Trump's going to show up at Michael's and do a shift washing dishes? Because he became obsessed with this McDonald's thing.
Yeah. Okay, Calvin, what do you think about this?
Well, I guess, and it makes sense considering he's a presidential candidate who's had two attempts on his life, but I didn't realize that the people in the drive-thru were pre-screened.
Yes.
So I'm seeing people like lapping it up on TikTok, like, oh my God, something Kamala Harris would never do. Trump is amazing.
Please.
He's a working man showing, and it's like, and then they had like an Indian man drive up, and it was like, this Indian man's not voting for Kamala Harris. And it's like,
He was saying,
I'm sure there's a couple. And if you pre-screen people.
Well, yeah. As you said, Calvin, there have been several attempts on his life. They are not going to let just any random person pull up to the window that he's standing at. That's not going to happen.
No, but his obsession with this whole McDonald's thing and then to do this. And I remember I saw the video with the Indian man who was just heaping these praises on Donald Trump. And then when I found out that not only was it pre-screened, but it was closed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They closed it down
him. Come on.
Pre-screened all the drive-up people. That's what he does.
Come on.
That you don't think he would actually do that. And besides, he wasn't wearing a hairnet, which is a whole nother thing I could go off on. That should not be a thing.
He should have been the total uniform, actually. He was in a suit, and he had a button-down shirt
and
a tie.
Apron on.
Yeah, he should have been the full thing.
Well, Calvin, now you can go back on TikTok and clarify for those folks that this was a completely staged event.
Yeah, it's...
And also, he wanted free fries, I'm sure. I would ask for free fries.
I'll take these fries and no one else is going to eat them. These are the best fries. They match my hair color.
Andrew in Maine on the live stream. Jane, can you provide a name tag from your E&W days, a paycheck stub? How are we supposed to believe you? You're right. You caught me, Andrew. You caught me. No, I did work at E&W. All right. That is it for today's episode of...
This shouldn't be a thing.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin. All of our engineers have been working like crazy to get this place ready. And everyone else across Civic Media, thank you so much. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. News is next, followed by Todd Alba. So keep it right here on the statewide. Countrywide, global, Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.